Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When Democrats get back into power, the first order of business needs to be launching an investigation into Elon Musk, Doge, and all of the staffers and contractors that worked under them. I will seriously vote for the 2028 Democratic candidate who points out the illegality of Doge that most Americans seem to have forgotten. Most politicians seem to have forgotten that Elon Musk was sifting through and stealing the data of tens of millions of Americans. Elon Musk and his cronies unilaterally shuttered USAID, therefore killing hundreds of thousands of people, which we'll talk about in this video, this new report. And the American people, or at least politicians, were just mind wiped. Democratic politicians need to be laser focused on accountability, even if it's just for deterrence. Deterring future administrations from doing stuff like this because Elon Musk will hopefully be held accountable. We're going to talk about Elon Musk's insanely illegal actions regarding USAID and Doge, but let's just start here. There is a secret meeting between Elon Musk's cronies and the governor of Nevada that just got leaked. This is some wild stuff. Two firefighters suffered chemical burns in a Boring Company tunnel, which is Elon Musk's company. It's one of his companies. Then the Nevada governor's office got involved and the penalties disappeared. Now, it's worth pointing out, the Nevada governor's office worked closely with Doge and Elon Musk. So after one meeting, all of the penalties were just gone. Let's run through this. On May 28th, hours after Nevada's Workplace Safety Agency served notice of a $400,000 fine to Elon Musk's $5.6 billion tunneling company, the phone rang at the governor's office. Boring Company President Steve Davis was on the line. They were challenging citations from Nevada's workplace safety regulator, blaming it for chemical burns two firefighters had suffered in its tunnels. By the next afternoon, a group of high-ranking state officials, including the governor's state infrastructure coordinator who took the call, were convened in a room with Davis, who was himself wrapped up in a stint in Washington, D.C., helping Musk run the Trump admin's Doge. At the beginning of that meeting, the citations and fines, among the agency's largest in a decade, were summarily rescinded. Soon, something else disappeared. The record of the governor's office meeting with Musk's company was removed from a public document with no explanation. This is a type of brazen corruption that people who are incredibly rich, people at the highest levels, are able to execute due to little or no pushback. Elon Musk, when he was in the White House, high on ketamine, was essentially like walking on water, meaning he could go anywhere, he could open any door, he could threaten anyone, he could go into meetings with Xi Jinping and Trump, he could threaten this person, he could get access to this building illegally. Once he had access, none of the workers could stop him. Who has more power than Elon Musk? Oh, what, you're gonna fine him $20,000 for illegal entry? He can just pay that. He was legitimately walking on air, whatever the analogy is, and this is the same exact example. When the record is removed from the governor's office and the website, the public website, who's going to stop Elon Musk and this governor? What, are the cops going to go arrest them? This is why we constantly talk about on this show the justice system or the political system benefiting the richest of the rich. Elon Musk's money is the reason why he has all of this access. And I am not against people becoming rich. I'm not even against people becoming a billionaire. I don't think it's inherently bad. I think Taylor Swift or LeBron James, these people are both billionaires. And I'm not somebody who thinks that they're just inherently evil because they're worth a billion. I think when you're worth billions of dollars and you use that for evil, or you use that to gain an unjust amount of power to benefit yourself in a corrupt manner, that is when it gets bad. For example, Elon Musk does that. Jeff Bezos seems to be doing that. Jeff Bezos exploits workers. So it's not that just because you've gained wealth, I think that you're bad. It's, I think a lot of these people are abusing the US political system. And Elon Musk is the number one example of corruption, maybe in modern American history. I mean, other than Donald Trump himself and Donald Trump's family, but Elon bought his way into the White House so he could essentially gut USAID, kill hundreds of thousands of people, and benefit himself personally. Now, he's trying to get Bill Gates to sell his Tesla shorts. Someone pointed out the Bill Gates Foundation dumped 65% of its Microsoft position for a total of $8.8 billion. Then Elon Musk responded, if Gates hasn't fully closed out the crazy short position he has held against Tesla for about 8 years, he had better do so soon. I'm not so sure. I mean, this is not trading advice, but in the long term, shorting Tesla will probably work out for Bill Gates. Let's go on to this story. This is the main story that I want to talk about. The shutdown of USAID has already killed hundreds of thousands of people, according to a new report from someone who worked at USAID. I'm not going to read this entire article. I will link it below, but I want to go through some of the most key points that I found to be very captivating. So this author named Atul Gawande writes, "It was January, my final week in the outgoing administration," referring to Biden. "In a few days, Trump would be inaugurated. I had come to the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, in early 2022, leaving my surgery practice and public health research in Boston to lead the agency's global health experts." Now listen to this. He says, "I spent my last days at USAID in meetings with civil and foreign service leaders. He talked about the work they've done to combat HIV worldwide, combat tuberculosis, combat polio, reduce maternal and child deaths worldwide, sustain Ukraine's health system after Russia's invasion. This was not just effing charity that we were giving out to other countries. We were getting a massive return in the form of not only soft power, but the helping of global health, reducing maternal death rates, reducing the amount of polio and HIV and tuberculosis. Spoiler alert, helps the American economic system long-term as well. We all share the same earth and we should want there to be a global health standard. And we were able to use the success, the relative economic success that the U.S. has enjoyed over the past few hundred years to then help other countries that maybe aren't as developed as the U.S. is at this current point. Because as much as, and this is going to make people mad, I see people commenting that are super nihilistic. I'm like the super, super far edge of the left, and they're so nihilistic, they just want me to hate everything about America. But I don't. I don't hate everything about America. I think America is actually a pretty successful experiment thus far, with a lot of flaws in wealth inequality, and our institutions are definitely oppressing minority groups. There's a lot of things we can talk about. It definitely imperfect. But all things considered, the success of the U.S. could go downstream to other countries, and Donald Trump and Elon Musk removed that. He says, "Many of the leaders voiced trepidation about what the incoming admin might bring. But I struck a sanguine note. USAID, I pointed out, had more than 60 years of solid bipartisan backing. Trump had advanced significant parts of the agency's work in his first term. He had personally pledged to end HIV. There's no way they would do that, right? Secretary of State Marco Rubio had been a vocal supporter. Clearly, I lacked imagination. Within hours of being sworn in, Trump signed an executive order to pause all foreign assistance. Secretary Rubio sent a cable suspending every program outright. No program staff could be paid. No services delivered. Medicines and food already on the shelves could not be used. No warnings had been given to the governments that relied on them. No system to transition through this. Immediately, all of the upkeep, all of the cleaning that we did to prevent diseases like Ebola or tuberculosis stopped. All of the upkeep, the maintenance stopped for disease prevention. We are now witnessing what the historian Richard Rhodes termed, quote, public man-made death, which he observed has been perhaps the most overlooked cause of mortality in the last century. Brooke Nichols, the Boston University epidemiologist and mathematical modeler, has maintained a respected tracker of the current impact. The tracker shows that we have likely seen 202,000 adult deaths and 421,000 child deaths, 88 deaths per hour. Now, this is a projection that isn't an exact number, but this is based on lack of access to medicine, lack of access to very simple preventative measures that would prevent, I don't know, tuberculosis or the same diseases we've been listing off, but 100 different diseases that this prevents. The toll is appalling and will continue to grow, but these losses will be harder to see than those of war. For one, they unfold slowly. When HIV or tuberculosis goes untested, unprevented, or inadequately treated, it doesn't just, you know, happen in a few weeks and we see the results manifest weeks later. Sometimes it happens for months to years before a person can pass or die. The same is true for deaths from vaccine-preventable illnesses. It takes time, so we're still seeing the early death toll. Another difficulty is that the deaths are very scattered. Suppose the sudden withdrawal of aid raises the country's under 5 death rate from 3% to 4%. That would be a 1/3 increase in deaths, but it's hard to appreciate. It's hard to realize by simply looking around. And it's the small numbers like that. Like, we've reduced the death rate in some of these countries by a third. We've reduced the death rate by a third. Now, to Donald Trump, that's only going from 4% death rate to 3% death rate, or 3% to 2%, whatever you want to say. But that is huge. That is a huge scientific achievement, and Elon Musk tore that away for his own political gain. He's out here tweeting relentlessly about the stock market. He wants his stocks to do well. He's in a stock war with with Bill Gates. Meanwhile, people are dying because of his actions. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the breakdowns that we do on the Adam Mockler channel, this one was obviously a bit more hard-hitting and depressing, but we're going to continue to break down the news on a daily basis around the economy, around Epstein, Elon Musk, Trump, culture, all of that. So make sure you're subscribed below. I love you all, and peace out.
Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.